36. Who does your taxes?
Well, how do we gain entrance?
Zen asked from over my shoulder. I'd taken a knee in front of the ruined entrance to try examining it more carefully. I was terrified of touching it, though. Everything screamed trap.
I have no idea,
I replied. I couldn't exactly read demonic script. Well, maybe that wasn't entirely accurate. I tried casting Identify on the script to see if it came up with anything, even though it wasn't a magical item. I figured it was a long shot, but I got slammed with notifications almost immediately. New spell developed. By attempting to use a spell for an unintended but similar purpose, you have developed a new spell. New spell. Interpret level 1. Divination. Interpret allows the caster to comprehend unknown written languages and scripts for the duration of the spell. Increasing the level of this spell increases the duration. Interpret has increased to level 4. Divination has increased to level 12. You have interpreted demonic script. You have interpreted inscription runes. New skill, trap binding, level 1. Increases the chance of detecting traps without activating them. Trap finding has increased to level 4. I really didn't want to look a gift horse in the mouth, but it would have been better if it had added the functionality to identify. Instead, it was eating up more of my limited spell level cap. Still, it was a nice boon to be able to read what was on the entryway. What I really didn't expect was that there were two separate scripts there. One was apparently an inscription that protected the door, and the other was instructions for opening it written in the demonic language. Well, I started once I had thoroughly examined the writing with my new spell up. I think I know how to get us in here now. The defense is simple but clever. The entrance has to be rotated a specific way to open. The problem is that when you rotate the door into the correct position, it lines up the script in a way that causes a massive detonation. At the same time, modifying the script improperly will also cause it to detonate. Here's where the fun begins, though. You see, any door that has a lock on it has a way to unlock it because someone is supposed to be able to get in. That's the greatest weakness of locks. They're only really intended to keep most people out.
Well, that's an interesting way of looking at their purpose, I suppose,
Zen said as he leaned in closer and cast the interpret spell he now had access to. It was good to know that updates were instant, at least. I pointed out the spot that would line up so he could see it too. As I examined the overall layout, I realized the entire script actually broke up into sections, with each section adding a specific function to the overall inscription. With that revelation in mind, I went about checking each section carefully until I knew exactly what the unique function of each section was. That was apparently the right way to go about the process because I found a small section that was dedicated to the portion of the script that protected the script itself. The way this section worked was that it pumped continuous mana throughout the entire inscription like a closed circuit. If at any point this flow was interrupted, it triggered the detonation. That meant I had to find a way to bypass the normal flow and somehow turn this into a self-contained circuit. It wasn't entirely unlike certain physical security systems that required continuous contact or an alarm would be set. Good thing I loved that one show where the guy always had to make contraptions out of whatever he had on hand to save the day. For some reason, I could remember the theme, but not the title. A quick message to my enchanter confirmed that the core component of the wands she'd made me was a thread inside that carried magical energy. I explained the situation, and she said that breaking a wand would, in fact, allow me to access the thread. It would also ruin the wand, which was something I apologized for profusely. She didn't seem to mind and was actually extremely happy that something she'd made could help me out. Humming the theme song to myself, I started to break the wand the way she'd recommended, starting at the end and breaking it off in roughly 1-inch increments. When that was finished, the chunks were all connected by a single thread like a small child's popcorn garland. The breaking down process somehow weakened the pieces of wood and allowed me to crumble each piece in my hand, leaving only the string itself. Taking the scrap pieces of paper from the maps, I licked each piece a few times like a stamp. I constantly reminded myself it was just a game and I wasn't actually licking sewer paper. Using these to hold the thread in place, I found the beginning and end of the defense system and connected one end of the thread to each, completely circumventing the original path of the mana flow. With this, I could modify the rest of the pattern as needed. Before changing anything, though, I started making notes and taking screenshots of the patterns so I could study them later. Something like this might come in handy for defending our HQ. After cataloging the runes and their effects, I received a new skill notification. New skill, Inscription, level 1, allows you to create magical effects at a fixed location using runes and mana. Mana? Well, fuck me, I guess. I wasn't going to be doing much with this skill, it seemed. Maybe if I could find something I could do with just the base mana, I could do that. But otherwise, I was out of luck. With that out of the way, I was able to carefully start manipulating the runes in such a way as to take power away from the detonation portion of the inscription. This gave me a notification for a skill improvement, so I opted to stick around for a minute and toy with the script to see what else I could do. By the time I finished, I'd found a way to disable every section and figured out how to create an inscription that generated mana for more inscriptions. I'd also gained a few more levels in the skill. Your inscription has increased to 6. While it was always nice learning something new, I didn't really know what I'd manage to do with this down the road. I decided to just be thankful for a new skill and move on. With the correct modifications done, I twisted the door until it was in the proper position and gently opened up. The smell of sulfur hit almost immediately. Well, if fighting demons the whole way here didn't tell me what to expect, then the whole place smelling like a portal to hell certainly did. This was really starting to feel like more than I'd originally bargained for. Sure, the imps on the way here were relatively easy to deal with once we got the hang of it, but I had to learn 2 new skills and a new spell to get into this damned place. And now on top of that, I was walking into some sort of weird hell portal? Fuck me, right? Oh, sure, Jack. How about the Thieves Guild? Go down to the sewer, have a few laughs, I mumbled to myself as I started crawling through the tunnel behind the door.
Please try to remain focused, Jack. We have no idea what we will fight when we get inside,
Zen responded. Yeah, I know. I just wanted to blow off some steam. Sorry. I promise I'll start taking this I was interrupted by a hand the size of my fucking head reaching into the tunnel and forcibly pulling me the rest of the way through before throwing me against the opposite wall. My health was instantly dropped by a quarter. I'd probably be dead if it weren't for the new equipment, considering my general refusal to add anything to my vitality. I inspected the owner of the hand to see exactly what I was dealing with. Gatekeeper Demon, level 30, HP, 2,000 of 2,000. The brute that had just pulled me out of the tunnel like a doctor in a delivery room that had somewhere to be later was terrifying. He looked like a Japanese oni, but without the club one would see in traditional depictions. He stood easily 9 feet tall with arms that were almost too long for his body, and that ended in massive hands. His skin was a blood red that was so close to the real thing that it was almost sickening to look at. The facial expression his tusks forced him to have at all times, combined with his unkempt hair to give him an almost goofy look. Unfortunately, his funny face did nothing to change the fact that he was built like a brick shithouse. Zen, hurry the fuck up, I yelled toward the tunnel. As soon as I got my bearings, I moved in to start working out his attacks and how to defend. I quickly reactivated combat notifications so I could see what sort of natural protection this thing had. His skin was apparently worth 20 points of natural armor because my damage was significantly reduced. You hit Gatekeeper Demon for 95 damage. You hit Gatekeeper Demon for 67 damage. You hit Gatekeeper Demon for 95 damage. You hit Gatekeeper Demon for 67 damage.
Don't worry, Jack. I'm in here. What in the name of the gods is that?
Zen asked, finally reaching the end of the tunnel. He'd taken his spirit form to move more quickly.
He's the doorman. Said the club is full and to come back with girls, I said as I desperately avoided another haymaker. Change to ranger when it's available and pull this guy off me.
On it, he said as he switched to ranger the moment I put enough distance between myself and the gatekeeper to change to thief. The second I was in the new job, I dropped into stealth.
Who are you to dare enter here, mortal? Who dares challenge the mistress's gatekeeper?
The gatekeeper demon bellowed at us as Zen engaged with his own sword and parrying dagger combo. I put away my sword and dagger and drew my twin hand crossbows as I smirked and whispered, I am the key master, motherfucker. You hit gatekeeper demon for 150 sneak attack damage. You hit gatekeeper demon for 150 sneak attack damage. You hit gatekeeper demon for 206 sneak attack damage. You hit gatekeeper demon for 206 sneak attack damage. I unloaded all four weapons at once and was momentarily taken aback by the damage output. The piercing power these weapons had, combined with the sneak attack damage, cost the demon almost half his life. Hell, combined with my previous hits, it was sitting at just under 50% health already. This had the unintended consequence of causing him to spin on me suddenly and dive right at me, ignoring Zen completely. A dive and a roll to the side just narrowly put me out of harm's way. Well, for that moment at least. When the demon recovered, it was still staring at me. I forgot the cardinal rule of never drawing a monster's attention off the tank. Okay, this won't work like we planned, Zen. Switch to something to shoot him with, and let's just wear him down, I said when I realized he'd never get this thing's attention from me. Zen hits gatekeeper demon for 400 damage. What the fuck? I looked over to see Zen reloading a heavy crossbow. Apparently, he'd taken a different philosophy when it came to ranged weapons. Still, that was a nice chunk of damage. While he was reloading, I opted to fire another volley at him. You hit gatekeeper demon for 75 damage. You hit gatekeeper demon for 75 damage. You hit gatekeeper demon for 103 damage. You hit gatekeeper demon for 103 damage. Zen hits gatekeeper demon for 200 damage. And just like that, the gatekeeper was no more. It was anticlimactic, if I'm being honest. And here I thought it was going to be a tough fight, I said as I moved over to inspect the corpse for loot. No sooner had I finished saying it, then a shrill cry pierced my skull like the worst migraine I'd ever had. Intruders! Find them and bring them to me, my pets! I looked over when it was finished to see Zen still recovering from the pain of the psychic intruder alarm. He was staring at me like I'd just summoned a demon myself. What? I said. That is not my fault!